4Q76 is a Dead Sea Scroll written in Hebrew. And what's really interesting is it has the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 16. And it has the Hebrew equivalent of what we have in Targum Jonathan. In other words, Targum Jonathan is usually understood as a paraphrase of the Hebrew. So the Hebrew says, for he hated divorce, or he hates divorce. And Targum Jonathan paraphrases it, if you hate her, divorce her. And then we come to 4Q76, which is also called 4Q12a. I'm going to show you a picture of it. Don't take my word for it. This is a picture of the Dead Sea Scroll. And it says, Ki'im saneta shalach, for if you hate her, divorce. So in other words, Targum Jonathan is a paraphrase of the Masoretic text, but there is a Hebrew text that has those exact words. Now, it could be that somebody copied the Masoretic text and they said, well, we know what it means, so we're going to modify it slightly. Could be. I don't know. The bottom line is there is an ancient Jewish interpretation that says, for he hates divorce means, for if you hate her, divorce her. And there's both an Aramaic text, a Greek text, and even a Hebrew text that says that. A Hebrew Bible text, not a commentary, an actual biblical manuscript that says that in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So you at the very least, you can't say that's not a valid interpretation of what it says. I think that's what it means. I'll give you the NGV, the Nehemiah Gordon version, a little bit later. Rabbi David Kimchi was a great Hebrew grammarian who lived from 1160 to 1265 in Provence, which is today southern France. At the time, it wasn't really part of France. It was more part of Spain. Or it was part of the Sephardic world. And here's how he interprets it. He says, it should be interpreted in accordance with the Aramaic Targum, the Aramaic translation. For if you hate her, divorce her. Okay, we haven't learned anything new. He's just quoting the Targum of Jonathan from over 1,000 years earlier, or maybe 1,000 years earlier about that. He says, that is to say, now this is his words, it is good that he sends her away with a get, so that she goes and marries another man who will love her. For if you hold on to her and you hate her in your heart, this is a great betrayal. So what's the betrayal in Malachi 2, 13 through 16, three times? It's to hold on to her when you hate her, according to Rabbi David Kimchi, this great Hebrew grammarian. He says, this is what it means when it says, and he covers his garment with corruption, with chamas, that he shows that he loves her on the outside, right? That he's explaining the word garment here. He shows he loves her on the outside and clings to her like his garment, which clings to his flesh, and he doesn't take it off. So too, he doesn't want to divorce her, and he hates her. This is the corruption that covers his garment. Wow. That's mind-blowing. This is what a rabbi in the 13th century or late 12th century is saying. Let's see. I want to bring some other sources here. Now, that's not the only interpretation in Jewish sources. We saw that Rabbi Yochanan in the Talmud was against divorce. He said God, the one who divorces, is hated. Ibn Ezra, who was a rabbi in Spain and Italy from around 1092 to 1167, he said God hates when a man divorces his pure wife. So if your wife isn't pure, go ahead and divorce her, meaning she's committed adultery, or he doesn't say what pure means. But if she is pure, God hates that you divorce her. That's Ibn Ezra's opinion. Everybody's entitled to his opinion. Hebrew doesn't say that, but he's entitled to it, right? That requires transferring direct speech into indirect speech, right? In other words, God says the words, he, the man who covers his garment with violence, hates divorce. Ibn Ezra interprets it as, no, God hates divorce. And there's some other guy who covers his garment in violence, right? That's okay. That's a bit of a stretch, but fine. Let's see. Moses Nachmanides is 1194 to 1270. He was born in Spain, and he later moved to Israel. Here's how he interprets it. He says, why should he slander her just because he cohabited with her and hated her? And the phrase cohabited with her and hated her is Deuteronomy 22:13, right? There's a scenario in Deuteronomy 22:13.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.